Imagine a library of novels alphabetized by editor. It sounds strange, and yet our literary critic, David Kippen, says that's exactly how we've been encouraged to think about movies. David feels the decades-old auteur theory of film criticism has encouraged us to focus too much on the director and not enough on the screenwriter.
We concentrate on the director's themes and motifs, suspense for Hitchcock, camaraderie for Howard Hawks, all at the expense of those obscure screenwriters who, after all, only wrote the damn movies. In hopes of chipping away a little at this auteurist groupthink, let's take a look at the five films nominated for this Sunday's Original Screenplay Oscars. And for a change, let's do it in the context of their writers' careers. The first nominee is John Logan for The Aviator.
Now, I am supposed to be many things which are not complimentary. I am supposed to be capricious. I have been called a playboy. I've even been called an eccentric, but I do not believe that I have the reputation of being a liar.
Logan has carved out a specialty writing outsized, flamboyant characters, like Howard Hughes. Originally a Chicago playwright, his other film credits, or co-credits, include The Last Samurai, Gladiator, Any Given Sunday, and the HBO movie RKO 281, The Making of Citizen Kane. Several of Logan's mythic heroes peak early and, like Hughes and Orson Welles, spend the rest of their lives trying to make good on their own boy wonder promise. The second nominees are Keir Pearson and Terry George for Hotel Rwanda.
How can they not intervene when they witness such atrocities?
I think if people see this footage, they'll say, oh my God, that's horrible, and then go on eating their dinners.
The true obstacle to looking at Hotel Rwanda in the context of the screenwriters' careers is that, until recently, only Terry George had a career. Pearson has no track record in film or television at all, just a background in editing documentaries and a glittering future. But writer-director George's stamp on Hotel Rwanda is hard to mistake. As with George's script for In the Name of the Father, the protagonist of Hotel Rwanda is essentially an apolitical man in jeopardy who discovers reserves of moral courage he never knew he had. The third nominee is Mike Leigh for Vera Drake.
Now, what I want you to do, take your knickers off for me, lie down here. Don't you be upset, because I'm here to help you, aren't I? And that's what I'm going to do.
This story of an underground abortion provider in post-war London has no traditional screenplay at all. Leigh prefers to evolve a scenario during months of intensive improvisation and rehearsal. Yet for all his disavowal of traditional methods, some of Leigh's films betray a surprising continuity of themes. You could look at Vera Drake as a reconsideration of ideas earlier suggested by his beautiful 1988 picture High Hopes, in which a politically progressive couple agonize over whether it's right to bring a child into the world. Fourth up is Brad Bird for The Incredibles.
Don't you think about running off to doing no daring do? We've been planning this dinner for 2 months!
The public is in danger! You tell me what I saw this woman!
From his earliest screen credit as a co-writer on Batteries Not Included, writer-director Bird has told stories of special people who have to hide their light under a bushel. In Batteries Not Included and in his movie Iron Giant, the heroes are eventually repaid for their kindnesses with a heroic rescue. The culmination of this recurring theme comes with The Incredibles, in which a family of superheroes have to conceal their prodigious gifts from the mortals around them. In any fair system, you'd want to tell the whole world about such talents. Could this theme have something to do with what it must have been like for Bird, growing up artistically gifted in a couple of sleepy towns in the Pacific Northwest? And finally, we have Charlie Kaufman for The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
There's an emotional core to each of our memories, and when you eradicate that core, it starts its degradation process. By the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we targeted would have withered and disappeared, as in a dream upon waking.
Kaufman's formula-defying scripts are Being John Malkovich, Human Nature, Adaptation, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and this year's Eternal Sunshine. Kaufman has a real preoccupation with ideas of freedom and control. From John Cusack's life as a puppeteer in Malkovich to the scientist's manipulation of Jim Carrey's memory in Eternal Sunshine, Kaufman's films have all told the story of a puppet's wish, at last, to pull his own strings. Could this theme be Kaufman's private sublimation of every screenwriter's fantasy?
David Kippen is Day to Day's book critic, and he's the book reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle.
Thank you.